Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that sometimes we can be tempted to disrespect and dishonor people who've really been used by God, who've really done things significantly in their life by highlighting and picking up on one little area of weakness or fault or mistake they've even made? But the Bible says we should be careful of this. We should honor the people that have gone before us, the people that God has used to bless the earth. Today, we're going to find out a story just like this from the Old Testament. Because guess what? I got some ancient secrets for you today that still work in the modern world. My name's Andrew, and this is Faith Boost. Well, let's go there. It's in Genesis chapter 9, verse 20. The Bible says that after the flood, Noah has literally spent 120 years of his life building an ark by faith in the face of mockery, in the face of criticism, in the face of people just writing him off, you know, in the face of just the whole world saying, "You're an idiot, Noah. What are you doing building an ark? It's never... What is rain? Never heard of rain." All the experts of the day, all the climate experts, the weather experts were telling him, "Noah, you're a fool. There's no such thing as rain. The Bible says a mist would come up from the ground and water the earth." And this had been going on for hundreds of years before Noah's life. And so the experience told everybody, no such thing as rain. This is going to continue on forever. This is the human condition. We just assume things will continue on. And as I said earlier, you know, we just assume this world's going to continue on like this forever. It's not. The Bible says the day's coming when Jesus returns to the earth. But anyway, in the story of Noah, he's done 120 years of building. Then the floods come. He's got in the ark with all the animals, and it's just full on. I mean, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, the guy was tired. He was drained. And in chapter 9, verse 20, it says that Noah began to be a farmer. And he planted a vineyard, and even that, like, he spent 120 years really building a boat, focusing on that, and now he's a farmer, and he planted a vineyard. And the Bible says he drank of the wine and was drunk. Now, this is interesting, because for all we know, he'd never drunk alcohol before. Maybe this day he had a couple of wines. He's like, "Oh, this tastes pretty good," you know, and then he's like, "Well, this kind of feels pretty good as well." So he's had a shocker, you know, and he's blind. He's literally blind, and he's in the tent. And the good book says that he actually ends up nude in the tent. So he's in there, and he's nude. He's really drunk, you know, and he's on his own in there. And he's had a Barry Shocker, as we say in Australia, or a shocker. And he's done something he shouldn't do. He's really drunk. There's no sign of his wife in there. She's bailed. He's on his own. He's in the tent. He's alone, and he's naked. And it's a pretty embarrassing situation. And the Bible says one of his sons, and his name was Ham, saw that he was nude in the tent. And Ham had a choice here. Do I really respect this guy, or do I just mock him and just kind of pay out at him a little bit, you know? And Ham made a bad choice, because the Bible says he went to his two brothers and he gossiped about his dad. He criticized his dad. The old man, he's in the tent, he's nude, he's drunk. It's, oh, you should see, it's disgusting. Come and have a look. You know, it's almost like Ham was feeding off the negativity and feeding off the bad situation. But the Bible says the two other sons, Shem and Japheth, they took a garment or a rug or maybe it was a blanket or something, and they took it and they put it behind their head and they literally walked backwards like that. They didn't want to look at their dad's nudity. They didn't want to dishonor him and embarrass him. And they took it and they just dropped the garment on him and they walked out without even looking. So they didn't see their dad in the nude. And the Bible says that Noah woke up from his sleep and he knew instinctively what had happened. And then he just lays it down and he basically puts a curse on Ham and a blessing on the other two sons. And this teaches us we need to honor and respect our elders. Now, I'm not saying if the Bible said that Noah was repeatedly getting drunk and he had an issue, he had a challenge, then that's different. But this is a one-off. You know, in Hebrews chapter 11, he's listed as a man of faith. There's no record in the Bible that, you know, Noah was a drunk. Oh, and he also built a boat. You know, we've got to be careful what we focus on in people's lives, because you've made mistakes. I've made mistakes. Noah had a shocker. Okay, he shouldn't have got drunk. It was wrong, but it was a one-off. And it shouldn't be the thing that defined him in people's minds and his son's attitudes towards him. His son should have treated him like a hero, like a man of faith who'd built this incredible boat and honored him. And that's what two of the sons did, but one mocked him, one criticized him, and a curse came on his life. I want to encourage you to say, honor and respect your elders. Don't highlight their weaknesses, highlight their strengths. Focus on the good things they've done. Again, if someone is habitually doing something wrong, that's a different issue. But a one-off little bad moment, you know, everybody has them. We need to honor and respect those who've gone before us.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.